You can see why Christian conservatives might be in a bit of a funk. Democrats control the White House and both houses of Congress. So now Liberty Counsel, which is associated with the late Jerry Falwell's Liberty University, has launched an Adopt a Liberal program, and it's asking people to pray that God will steer leaders to the right. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has more.
As head of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver spends his time fighting for Christian causes in court. He frets constantly about what he sees as the liberal drift of the country. So recently, he decided to pull out the heavy artillery. Prayer.
We believe in the power of God. We are commanded to pray for our leaders, even those that we disagree with. So we are asking people to pray so that poor leaders are restored to right thinking.
So far, the Adopt a Liberal program includes 11 leaders. There are two Republicans, Senator Olympia Snowe and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, for their stance on same-sex marriage, but most are Democrats, President Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Congressman Barney Frank, who Staver says promotes a gay agenda.
But we also believe that Barney Frank was created in the image of God, and we ought to pray for him. So we believe in miracles.
Frank was unaware he was the object of prayer.
They didn't bother to tell me. Maybe they thought I would find out by revelation.
Frank doubts God is a conservative and says God certainly should not be used as a partisan weapon. Liberty Counsel is planning to create trading cards of liberals, which, like baseball cards, will have photos and information about him and others. Frank is intrigued.
In other words, if people got one of me, they could trade for like 11 Hillary Clintons and 3 Arnold Schwarzeneggers.
The only adopted liberal not in government is Matt Staver's nemesis, Barry Lynn, who runs the watchdog group Americans United for the Separation of Church and State.
As a Christian minister myself, I'm always happy to accept the prayers of other people, particularly when they're not calling for my death or dismemberment.
Lynn says this is way better than the prayers that some right-wing ministers have flung at him, that his teeth will fall out and his legs would break. He adds that he would defend Staver's prayerful attempt to convert him in court.
And one of the great things about our principle of separation of church and state is that people can pray for people whether they like it or not.
Still, Lynn says, Staver should not expect a political conversion for him or anyone on the list. Staver says he won't hold his breath, although he says some liberals, such as radio host Alan Combs, have asked to be put on the prayer list.
So anybody else who wants to be nominated on this list are free to do so. We would be happy to add you.
So just send some biographical information, and don't forget a picture. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
This is NPR News.